Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys to talk about Cowboys free agency and some more of what went on while we were on vacation. Good morning, Jerry Jones.
Morning, man. Good morning.
Morning.
I have to say I did not like how much attention that hockey was getting this weekend with that Mike Madonna statue.
Madonna, yeah.
Going next to that Dirk Nowitzki statue. I think that we need more statues of our Cowboy football players. Cowboys. We're putting up way too many statues of other sports people around here.
Well, that's up to you. Put some up of Emmett or Troy or something.
No, I want the city to pay for it. You know how I work. I don't like paying for nothing. Hey, I did have some good news, though.
What's that?
You see, I got that defecation lawsuit dismissed.
Defamation, yes, we saw.
Yeah, my fake half-daughter had sued me for defecation. I got that dismissed. This little briefcase full of money to that judge, and that thing went away real quick-like.
Oh, man.
We are on the air.
Real quick-like. Hey, I want the Cowboy fans that we have, that we do, I want them to know and to take heart in a very positivity way that for this year for Cowboy football, I'm all in.
Okay, you keep saying that, but you guys haven't really done anything.
I'm all in, just like I was all in that gate agent 27 years ago.
Oh, my gosh, Jerry.
I wish y'all could have seen it, too. Do you know I even had my breakfast tray set on her back?
Oh, my gosh.
It was great. I was having breakfast while making what I hoped to be a Roe v. Wade fetus, but I was just a baller,
Jerry?
Back in the day. Well, you have to understand, I was winning Super Bowls back then, so I was celebrating, you know. The way I saw it, I deserve to give some strange women some Roe v. Wade material.
Okay, but stop now. It. You're not doing that anymore, though, right?
No, I can't. I can't. Not only because I'm not winning Super Bowls, but also because my down there doesn't work so well no more.
Well, it happens. Yep.
Oh, George.
Well, not necessarily for me, but, you know, Jerry's 80, you know. That happens.
Yeah, I know George's had them problems,
no,
too.
No, I haven't had them problems. I'm fine.
Me up crying.
Haven't called you up crying.
Yeah, you did. You did. But anyway, but back to football. We have re-signed the deep snapper, which I really think was the final piece of the puzzle to get to the Super Bowl. I
but
mean, we
you
already
had him last year.
Yeah.
You
had. Already had him, but we had not re-signed him yet.
Oh, okay, I guess that is activity, yeah.
And now that we have re-signed the deep snapper, we are in a better position than we were last year.
Okay,
all right.
You don't think I understand the importance of a deep snapper? I bet you do. I
Jerry,
bet you very
right.
much. Love them deep snappers.
Okay.
By the way, speaking of, when that gate agent double-crossed me and gave me a future alleged half-daughter that I had to ply with Range Rovers and blind trust funds, that was just wrong.
Okay.
That was just wrong.
Look, I don't know why you keep bringing it up. I would think
I don't.
You...
I don't, but I do. I do, but it is, and we are, but we were, but we don't, we will. Hey, speaking of betrayals, I want to announce a few betrayals in addition to the Baruch one.
Okay.
Tony Pollard is now playing for Tennessee.
Yeah.
Totally betrayed me and the rest of America by playing for the very effeminately named Titans.
Titans.
It's the Titans, and you didn't offer him any contract.
Well, that was an oversight. I was busy. I got distracted with something else. I was signing a new endorsement deal.
Mm-hmm.
So Pepsi's going to start sponsoring my helipad, so I had to pay attention to that, so I didn't have time to get the Tony Pollard deal done.
Okay.
Tyron Smith going to the New York Jets.
Yeah.
Betrayal.
Again, you're not offering these guys any sort of significant contract to play here.
Dante Fowler will now be lining up offsides for Washington. Tyler Biotish will also be playing for the Commander Skins.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Dorrance Armstrong's also a Commander Skins. And I need to do something to stop this football bleeding. We got so many guys leaving.
Yeah.
So much football bleeding. So my football tampon is Eric Kendricks.
Okay.
He's my linebacking tampon.
Okay,
yeah, I think he will
get.
Help. Yeah, that's good.
So So, see, all those people who said that I don't know football, Eric Kendricks is going to replace Dorrance Armstrong, Tyler Biotis, Dante Fowler, Tyron Smith, and Tony Pollard.
Okay.
All those positions.
That's hard to follow, but okay.
Now, I need to get running. I got to take Jerry Jr. to a special learning school. He's doing really well. They say he's up to a third grade reading level.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Which that's quite an improvement because he was only at a second grade reading level 4 years ago.
Okay. Progress.
So they got him up there. So I got to get him to that and everything. And he's all excited because it's spirit day. So he gets to wear a dress.
A dress?
Good morning to you.
Morning. There goes Jarrett.